It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Wednesday, November 14th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade with news on the way about an underrated classic getting a celebratory remake.
And I will have some music movie news updates with an unexpected Prince angle. But first, here are a few of today's headlines. Hard to believe, really, it's taken this long, but the D-O-double-G Snoop Dogg is set to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Do you know what I just learned a couple days ago? You actually pay for a spot on the Walk of Fame. I thought it was just a general honor, but no, you actually like buy it, or your fans buy it, or your peers buy it for you. So yay to whoever decided that they wanted to lay down the big bucks for Snoop.
On behalf of the rest of us, really, because now we can all enjoy living in a world where Snoop Dogg has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame as of Monday, when the rap and pop culture legend will get his star during a taping of Jimmy Kimmel Live. In a statement, Ana Martinez, producer of the Walk of Fame, said, quote, "Snoop Dogg is one of those people who can do anything. He raps, he acts, he hosts a television show, he cooks, and helps community kids with his philanthropic work. He is a man of the ages." The second Kennedy Center Honors of the Trump presidency is coming up, and as was the case last year, neither the president nor the first lady plan to attend this year's ceremony on December 2nd. Makes Trump the first president to miss more than one Kennedy Center Honors. The president's decision to skip the Kennedy Center Honors comes as no surprise, since at least two of the recipients this year, Cher and Lin-Manuel Miranda, have been outspoken critics of the administration. U2 fans are freaking out.
Jay, why do they have to freak out? What's going on?
Well, U2 just wrapped up their Innocence and Experience tour with a show in Berlin.
Yes.
And the show concluded with some ominous comments by Bono, or at least comments that are ominous if you are a U2 super fan who will die if U2 ever stop touring. So here's what happened. As the band concluded their Tuesday concert in Berlin, Bono said, "We've been on the road for quite some time, just going on 40 years, and this last 4 years have really been something very special for us. We're going away now."
Ooh, and then that was
That's it. Drop the mic.
No wonder people are freaking out. But if your heart is palpitating right now, take a deep breath. I'm sure there will be more Bono in U2 somewhere down the line.
Definitely. You know, so fans are recognizing that Bono has described this tour as being, quote, particularly demanding, and there were those voice woes that forced them to postpone those Berlin shows, but it would be really out of character for U2 to bow out without some huge spectacle. Plus, they've already hinted at potential celebrations of the upcoming anniversaries of their debut Boy, which is turning 40 in 2020, and their acclaimed album Achtung Baby, which turns 30 in 2021.
At a time when country music is seeing many of its stars point out how behind the times they are in supporting women musicians, it feels just about right to give a little time and appreciation to Bobby Gentry. And who's giving this honor? Well, that would be psych rockers Mercury Rev. They've decided to release a full reinterpretation, this is cover to cover, of Bobby Gentry's 1968 album, The Delta Suite. And each song on the album is going to be sung by a different vocalist, including Lucinda Williams, Nora Jones, up-and-comers like Phoebe Bridgers, Slow Dives, Rachel Goswell, Marissa Nadler, and Margot Price, among others. This is like an epically huge redo of this album. And if the name Bobby Gentry isn't ringing any bells, her 1967 hit Ode to Billy Joe, which, by the way, kicked the Beatles' All You Need Is Love out of first place on the charts, this might help. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Bobby Gentry was more than just that one hit. She was this pioneer. She was producing and writing and crafting all of her own music way before people wanted to give her credit for that. And she was also the first woman to host a variety show on the BBC. And she was a DJ on Armed Forces Radio. I mean, just an epically huge thing.
I'm excited to learn more about Bobby Gentry. That's a name that rings a bell, but a very small bell. And clearly, she is, maybe I'm pushing this metaphor a little too far, but rung a lot of people's bells for a long time over the decades. So it's amazing to have this collection of artists come together to pay tribute.
Yeah, and as Margot Price said in the press release for this new record, Bobby Gentry's influence on Margot's music has been massive, and her influence on the music world in general is earth-shattering. Margot Price said, "Bobby is iconic, original, eloquent, and timeless." So just a lot of people appreciating her. And if you want to listen to this album, you can pick up Mercury Rev's Spacey. And I do mean, it's very, if you know Mercury Rev, it's very much in their psych rock ways. Their version of Bobby Gentry's very underrated and theatrical concept album, The Delta Suite, is coming out February 8th, and it will include Margot Price's version of this song, Sermon.
We've been talking a lot about a couple of big music movies that have just come out, A Star is Born and Bohemian Rhapsody, both much anticipated, and they both turned into huge hits.
Yeah.
Well, there are updates regarding both of those movies today. So first off, A Star is Born, starring Bradley Cooper. People are already circulating Oscar buzz for both Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. But Variety talked to Bradley Cooper and finds out that there have been a lot of different ideas considered for the casting of this movie, and that, in fact, before it was determined that Cooper would both direct and star, he wanted to cast an actual rock star in the leading role. Do you know who it was?
I do know, but I'm trying to mentally prepare myself to picture this after seeing the movie. So you say who it is, and I'm just going to try in my mind to place these two faces, like, smash them up together.
Jack White.
Yeah, right? It doesn't work for me.
Yeah, so Bradley Cooper kind of hinted to Variety that he had another rock star who he thought should star, and he went to the studio, and the studio was like, nah, we're going to need a movie star in this big budget film. And then Variety kind of sniffed out that it was Jack White.
See, that's the thing. I feel like Jack White would have done a fantastic job, but now it's so was Bradley Cooper. I feel like he really just encapsulated that character that I can't even picture anything else now.
And so this remake has been in talks for a long, long time, like decades. And when you turn the clock back, the possibilities for who might have starred in the film get even more surprising. There was discussion of a potential movie starring Bradley Cooper and Beyoncé.
Which, fantastic. Sorry, Lady Gaga, but I mean, Beyoncé can do anything.
Although as hard as it was for some people to swallow that Lady Gaga could ever be undiscovered, Beyoncé?
Also, I don't know if I can see Beyoncé digging Bradley Cooper, like falling in love with him. Sorry.
Totally true. There were talks about an 80s version with Whitney Houston. Even, get this, what about a 90s remake of A Star is Born with Aaliyah?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I would have been in on that.
Well, we got a great movie with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. We also got Bohemian Rhapsody, the new Queen biopic, also a huge hit. Such a huge hit that it's brought the song Bohemian Rhapsody back into Billboard's Hot 100 in the third separate decade, because that was a song that charted when it was first released in the 70s, then came back again with Wayne's World,
became
a huge hit again. Now it's back in the Hot 100. Not a lot of songs do that, especially not songs that aren't holiday songs. So songs like Michael Jackson's Thriller, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, those songs tend to come back on the charts as the holidays come around, but maybe the record holder for the most different Hot 100 entries in various decades is actually Prince's 1999. Poked its way into the Hot 100 twice upon its original release in 82, then came back on the charts in, guess what year?
1999.
And then re-entered the charts after Prince's 2016 death. Speaking of Prince, our viral clip for today is actually a selection of clips, all of which are super cute. And this is not even a show I watch. I just don't watch a lot of TV. Now I'm going to start watching this show.
Yeah, these are so well done and so lovingly portrayed by the television show Black-ish.
So Black-ish is a hit sitcom on ABC, if you don't know, and it just marked its 100th episode in kind of the most epic possible way. It paid tribute to Prince. It's not a surprise that the show teamed up with the Prince Estate because over the years, various people involved with the show did have a lot of connections to Prince. And so it made a lot of sense that the estate would be like, yeah, you know, Prince would actually be down with this. So they gave the show's creators pretty much carte blanche to pick from the Prince catalog. And they ended up fitting several different Prince songs into the context of this episode that explores not just Prince's music, but his place in African-American history and culture. And so you get various cast members on the show lip syncing to these different Prince songs, reenacting the videos. It's cute and pretty touching.
What would Prince do?
You can read a recap of that episode and see all those clips over at thecurrent.org in the music news section. That is our news for today. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also producing today. If you don't get our email newsletter, you can sign up over at thecurrent.org/musicnews. Get music news in your inbox, and we'll be back tomorrow with more headlines.